96.1 MyFM presents Seeds of Success, honoring our community's food producers. Today I have with me Shanna Armstrong from Pinnacle Haven Farm, just on Garden of Eden Road in Renfrew. Shanna, thank you for your time. Now, when people think about meat production in the Ottawa Valley, I feel like most people will think about beef, but your farm specializes in lamb. How did you get your start in farming lamb specifically?
I was actually raised on a sheep farm east of Ottawa, and I always have loved farming and agriculture, and my husband has worked on farms as a kid growing up, and so we both knew we wanted to buy our own farm and continue on and with the tradition of agriculture. We bought our farm in 2010, so this is our 13th season producing sheep in Renfrew County. Our farm is the longest established flock of Polled Dorsets, which is the breed of sheep that we have in Canada. My grandfather imported them into Canada back in the 60s, so we still have the same lineages, the same genetics from back when he imported them.
What are some advantages to farming and eating lamb?
Lamb is it's a bit of a niche product in the Ottawa Valley. Other parts of the world, it's sort of the most commonplace meat out there. For here, it's a niche product. It's a very mild taste, very tender meat. It's also very high in iron. It's actually a recommended food for babies because it's such a high iron food. They're one of the animals that can do so well on land that can't otherwise be farmed or used. So you see beautiful pictures of sheep climbing sort of faces of mountains, and it's amazing what they can live off of. So they thrive on grass. And so our farm's a good example, and there's lots of farms like that in the Ottawa Valley where there's fields where you can't necessarily run a tractor through it. There's some stones in that, but sheep do well to manage that, and we rotationally graze them so that they are fully utilizing the grasses, and then they're also rejuvenating those fields and soils. So they're actually making them higher quality soils than they were before they were on them. So really a good sustainable animal for sure.
And when you put it like that, it sounds like there's a lot of untapped potential for lamb in this marketplace.
Yeah, there's definitely huge potential in the lamb market all across Ontario and Canada for that matter. We actually import, I think it's about 80 to 90% of the lamb consumed in Canada is imported. So there's huge potential for lamb to be produced more on a national level even. There's lots of land that's not being utilized at all because it's not high quality, say for cash cropping or for other productions, but sheep could do well there.
I imagine that every kind of livestock that you raise could come with its own problems. For lamb, what is the number one issue that you face each season?
Probably predators for a lot of people. Coyotes is the number one predator for us and for most in Ontario and Eastern Canada. And so we have actually Lollipop, who's our guard llama. She's quite a character. Llamas have quite the expressions, but she does an amazing job at protecting the sheep. So that would be our biggest, potential threat, but she does a great job at protecting them. So touch wood, so far we've been good for the last few years. And then there's disease and there's parasite challenges. So that's rotating our sheep through different pastures helps with managing that. So there's lots of potential challenges. And then there's also like strategies to help manage them, but it's always a balancing act. And then of course there's the weather to throw in there too.
And as I understand it, Shanna, working on those strategies is a family affair.
Absolutely. We truly love what we do. And despite the challenges, it also helps you come up with solutions. And I like being able to teach that to our kids, that no matter what challenge you're faced with, there's always a way to come up with a solution.
On the subject of family, I'm curious, what goes into the daily life on the farm?
Our farm, we don't need our hands on all day, every day. So we're there every morning checking the sheep and feeding them, and then at night as well. Lambing is obviously more hands on, making sure that those lambs have got a drink and are healthy. But they're pretty good at doing their thing. The moms are great moms that make sure their lambs are up and drinking. Basically, morning chores and night chores. And then the weekends are spent with catch up. We're also moving them every few days, like I said, to new pasture. So doing that in the evenings. And then we also have some chickens, so that's the kids' responsibility. They get eggs and they sell the eggs to to neighbors and friends. And yeah, I guess that's, for the most part, that's how we keep busy.
And from all that work, how much meat would you say is produced by Pinnacle Haven Farms?
It varies, obviously. In sheep terms, usually you talk about how many sort of mother or female youth you have. So we have about 150 ewes. And so from that, anywhere from sort of 200, 250 lambs a year, we would market. So we sell direct. That's our biggest market, is we sell direct to our customers. And that's about 60 lambs a year. And then we also sell breeding stock. So our top animals, we sell to other farmers to use. And we also sell at an auction. So where you just sell and a butcher or someone else will go and purchase those. So we sort of have three different streams, but yeah, 200 to 250 lambs in a year.
We've been speaking with Shanna Armstrong of Pinnacle Haven Farm in Renfrew, talking about lamb, an option for meat and livestock producers that's maybe going under the radar right here in the Ottawa Valley. Shanna, thank you for your time today. And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success profiles on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.